We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school football as AHSTW gets ready for their opener this week. Talking now with the Vikings head coach, Davis Pettee. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your football team as you get ready for game number one?
I think we feel good. Again, thanks for having us on here. But, yeah, we feel good. Fortunately, we're pretty healthy. So that's always a blessing to be mostly at full speed, full capacity. We've been able to get in a scrimmage against a good opponent, and that was something that we learned a lot from. So we're trying to continue to progress and ramp up as we get into week one here and actually get a real game to play. So we're excited.
So Dayton Osbar had some experience last year as a freshman at quarterback. What have you seen from him to start this year? What have you seen in terms of, has he improved himself? What areas has he taken steps forward?
Dayton's a great kid. He's still a sophomore, and there's days where he still looks like a sophomore and makes some sophomore decisions. So that's to be expected, but there's other days and moments where you see flashes of just how great he can be. He's a very good athlete. He's a pretty fluid and loose, and doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, which is what you really want to have. But he wants to do well at the same time. So, you know, he'll have a little bit of frustration here and there when he's not doing, not performing up to the level he wants to. But he does a good job, and we've got some good solid leaders around him that hopefully are going to make his job easier.
So who are some of those guys around him, especially at running back, as you lose a talented guy in Luke Sternberg?
Yeah. Our senior guys are going to get probably a lot of touches, I would say. We've got Drew, we've got Gatlin, Colin, and Chase. Those guys are all senior kind of skill players, and so they'll get a lot of touches. I think Cash Freeman's another senior that is kind of playing maybe some hybrid fullback, H-back, move him around a little bit, but he'll see the ball too. And Dayton's a sophomore, but he's a big and stronger athlete this year, and hopefully he can just distribute the ball, be a little bit more of a point guard out there, and get it to the guys and see what we can do with it.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about each one of those senior backs that you were mentioning and what you've seen so far from them in the backfield.
I like these guys a lot. They've worked really hard. They've waited their turn. They've kind of waited their time, been behind some really, really good athletes ahead of them that have graduated. I think Colin and Chase as pass catchers are hopefully going to shine for us this year, and we can get the ball to them in a lot of different ways, but they're willing blockers too and team players. So that's huge to have. They catch it well. They run good routes, and they'll run it like a tailback, hopefully, when they get the ball. But I would say Drew and certainly Gatlin, they have some game breaking physicality to them. They can make you miss, but they certainly will try to run you over a little bit too. And they both really, really worked hard on their bodies and have come a long ways, I would say, over the past several months. And they look good, they feel good, and they're raring to go out of the starting gates, I think, those two. And they'll certainly see a lot of the rock, we hope, throughout the year, and maybe be able to take a few carries off one another and not just have to have one feature back. Cash Freeman, another, he's a really versatile kid, funny kid. You could probably play him at line. You could play him at wide out. You could play him at tailback, halfback. He thinks he can throw the ball. He actually throws a pretty good ball. We give him a hard time, but he's a fun kid that you could just put anywhere. And so, yeah, we move him around quite a bit, but they're all great. And hopefully we can somewhat equally distribute amongst all of them.
How about up front on the offensive line? Has that really taken shape like you wanted it?
Yeah, I mean, we've got when we knew we'd have some big competition there. We lost some good seniors, some very big physical seniors from a year ago, and maybe a kid or two here or there that didn't come back to us or isn't with a program anymore. So there's been very healthy competition there, and we've got a couple seniors in Caden Jorgensen and Jackson Shutters that we hope we can rely on, and those guys are going to be strengths for us, we certainly hope. But then a couple juniors in there that have really stepped up, that we're looking to take a big step forward. Roman Scheffler played a decent amount last year, and he's going to have to play a ton for us this year, and he had a tremendous offseason as well. Jackson Jensen would be in that boat, and Sage Blotzer is another junior. So those three guys we really need to make a difference. And then, we've got some sophomores that are competing for spots along the offensive line too, that have been working hard and hopefully fight for some time and give us some good depth.
On the defensive side, you do return your leading tackler from last year in Drew Lee. I mean, 82 tackles, not a lot for a loss, but he obviously made some plays for you. Is that kind of a good start to build around?
He's certainly one of the big pieces for us, and he's just he's kind of a missile out there. He's somebody you got to tell to maybe back off a little bit in practice, which is what you want. You don't want to have to tell him to get after it and step up their intensity, but he's certainly one that'll get after it and put his body on the line for you. And he plays in space. I mean, he's quick, he's fast, he's very instinctive, so he does a great job of getting to the football. But no, we've got a number of guys. A lot of the guys that I mentioned, especially the seniors, some of them haven't been really full-time starters, but they're maturing into roles now that they're going to have to play a lot of snaps, and I think for them get to, and they're fortunate and excited about that. But Drew's great, but we have a number of guys that we're really excited about on the defense, and we're hoping to have a good rotation in all 11 spots on the defensive side of the ball.
Is up front, I mean, on the defensive line, is it going to be kind of the same guys on the offensive line? How many of those guys are going to be going both ways?
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, we're a team of probably, we're practicing with maybe 30 guys just over on a good day. And we're happy with the guys that we got, but there's certainly only a limited number of varsity available bodies that we can have. So we're hoping to get a good rotation. Like I said, those sophomore guys especially are really chomping at the bit and competing hard. And if we feel like they're ready, they're going to get rotated in there and try to keep ourselves fresh. As you're right, a lot of our O-line, D-line guys are going to be probably two-way starters. And the more reps we can kind of have them catch their breath and stay fresh will benefit us. So we're hoping that we can get a good rotation in those two deeps going.
So how do you feel about Logan Magnolia for your first game of the year?
The competitor in me is excited. They're a very, very well coached program, have seen success over the past several decades, really for a long time since Coach Strait, I suppose, even played there. But I have a ton of respect for him, his program. They play hard. The kids always come, there's hardly a down year ever at Logan Magnolia, but average season for them. They're still really gritty and tough. So we know we're going to get a battle. They bring a lot back. I suppose some pundits have them as state ranks. So we know we're going to get a really good team right out of the chutes. They're aggressive. They're fast. They fly around. They've got a lot of those wrestler type bodies that are good tacklers, will be physical with you. So, it certainly won't be an easy day at the office.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here this week against the Panthers. Thanks so much.
We appreciate the time. Thanks for having us on. We're looking forward to it.
Davis Pettit, head coach for AHSTW football, joined us here on KSOM.